Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. Emotional, creative, and often comical. Welcome to another in-depth but out of the ordinary look at what it's like to write. This is Writer's Block with Coin6 news anchor Jenny Hansen.
Okay, so joining us on the Writer's Block podcast this week is author Elle Marr, who lives in a Portland suburb. So we're so excited to have her here. Her book, Lies We Bury, just recently came out. And I know you're not from the Portland area originally. And so I wanted to talk to you about your background. I saw that you had a very interesting moving path. So are you from San Diego originally?
Yeah, that's to put it lightly. I actually went to college in San Diego. I am from the Sacramento area, Northern California.
Okay. All right. So a California girl, but then I saw you ended up in Paris. So how did that all come to be?
Absolutely. That's a great question. I had what many of us do. I had my quarter life crisis and I asked myself what I like to do. And really that was to travel, to speak French, which was at the time very poor. Mm-hmm. And, just to eat other foods and enjoy other cultures. And so I moved to France for a teaching role, teaching sociology and psychology, and ended up staying there for about 3 years.
Oh my gosh. Wow. And so was writing something that you had always done on the side? Or, I mean, as a child, was it something you were passionate about, or did that not come until later?
I was always a fan of writing, but first and foremost, I call myself a reader. I was a voracious reader as a kid. I was that kid at the Scholastic Book Fair that came out with just a giant carton of books. I actually went in with a blank check from my dad, and responsible 8-year-old that I was, never hit above triple digits.
Nice.
So I always enjoyed reading and then writing as I got older, but really living in France, snowed in one summer in the Northern Normandy region is where I discovered writing novels.
Oh, okay. And so then a lot of authors I interview, it seems like they write like one or two novels that never see the light of day. Did you have those along the way where you thought like, oh, I'm onto something, and then you realize, oh, this isn't very good? What was your whole, you know, coming to be a novelist? What did that look like?
I had the exact experience that you described. I wrote a book that I thought was brilliant. And then upon closer inspection and many, many rounds of revision, I still liked the concept, but I realized what I liked most about it was the suspense aspect. And so from there, I started writing strict thriller suspense books. And then I found my agent and my publisher after that.
Yeah. And writing a thriller or suspense book, it does not seem like an easy task because you really have to keep the reader, you know, interested the whole time. I mean, did you find it to be a difficult process, or what is your process, I guess?
That's a great question. I think it's, you know, there's a little bit of magic to art, right? No matter what kind of art that you are focusing on. And so I have a system, I have a process, but it differs. It varies with each book. I try to write from the perspective of a reader, as in, if I don't want to turn the page, why would I think someone else would? So it's important to me to leave those cliffhangers and chapters and to hopefully write page turners. Mm-hmm. I have a running list of ideas that I pull from whenever I'm starting to write a new book, and I'll write down instances or, you know, mysteries or questions that I have from, you know, either the true crime realm or history or just a location that I'm physically at, mm-hmm. and didn't know held something unique. So I'll keep a running list of those ideas. And then when I go to write another book, I decide, what do I want to sit in for the next 6 months or a year of my life? Yeah. And usually the answer's clear from there.
Yeah. Well, and I would imagine you mentioned that you taught psychology and sociology. I would think that those are two areas of expertise that would be good to have if you're writing books like these, novels like these, because you kind of like understand the human mind and maybe how some of, you know, these crazy people operate. Right?
Yeah, somewhat. Sometimes I understand them better than I think I should. After sitting in them for so many months, definitely I know more about the spectrum of mental health than I think anyone usually does. So it's right. been a very enlightening experience being a novelist.
Right. Well, yeah. And so this is your sophomore novel is what it's called. I know that The Missing Sister was first. And so Talk about Lies We Bury and the premise. I love that it's based in Portland too. I always love finding books that are based, you know, here, because I'm like, oh, I know that place, or I know that location.
Yes, exactly. That's why that's one reason I love Lies We Bury as well, because it's set in Portland. And I tried to include little Easter eggs for Portlanders who might be reading throughout the novel. So if you do pick up Lies We Bury, there's definitely a few winks to local residents, but I include the big players like Powell and Voodoo Donuts. And there's also a portion of the novel that's set in a fictionalized version of the Portland Shanghai tunnels, the Portland Underground, which I didn't know existed before I moved here. And then, of course, became fascinated by.
Yeah, them. It is yeah. fascinating, just history to Portland in general. And so your main character, Marissa,
correct. Marissa,
okay. Yeah. I never know if I'm reading stuff correctly.
No, you got it.
So she basically, I mean, talk about the synopsis, because she escapes from captivity as a child.
Yes. So Lies We Bury follows Marissa Moe 2 decades after she escapes the basement prison where she's born. Mm-hmm. She's trying to move past that trauma to live a normal life as a news photographer in Portland when someone begins leaving clues from her past and goading her with clues from her past at crime scenes. As the bodies pile up and more signs point to Marissa as the killer, she must dig into these long buried memories in order to find who is behind these murders.
Yeah. And so did you write a lot of this during the pandemic, or was it already written at that point?
I wrote the basic story, I think, in the fall of 2019, but then I edited it from April to June 2020. So it was right in the thick of the pandemic panic.
Wow. Yeah.
It was a much different experience editing Lies We Bury than it had been for The Missing Sister, my debut.
Yeah. So that, I mean, it's already like a heavy book, the topic. I mean, how was that then when you're going through editing, you know, there's just everything going on in the real world around you?
Yeah. You know, reading is all about escapism, right? And so I feel the same way about writing and editing. I get to a point where I can sit down and write or edit a manuscript and not know how much time has gone by. And so for me, editing this during the pandemic was a form of escape. It allowed me to kind of turn off like the real world and the crazy things that were going on around us and just dive into this other world, which also had crazy elements, but was grounded in, you know, Lies We Bury is grounded in family and really loving family relationships, that some of which are albeit dysfunctional, but also in the past. And so for me, there's an element of like comfort that I can escape into this other world and into the history of this other world. I don't know. I feel that way about any book, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's a nice little like a good way to put it, for sure. So this one was based in Portland. I know The Missing Sister was mainly based in France.
In Paris, yeah.
So are you now, and I'm assuming you're working on your next thing, because it seems like authors always are. So is that going to be in Portland too, or are you going outside?
My next book, Strangers We Know, is set in Central Washington.
Oh,
so keeping the Pacific Northwest region, it's called Strangers We Know. It comes out May 2022, so about a year from now. And it's an own voices story and really explores what happens when a woman takes a genetics test to learn more about her biological roots since she is adopted. And instead, she learns from the FBI that she's related to a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
So she travels to Central Washington and tries to learn more about her history with her biological family members while also trying to uncover the truth of her potentially murderous relative. So it's very loosely inspired by my own experience with DNA testing and my own experience meeting biological family members. My mother is adopted. So I took those personal elements and then also tried to couple it with the true crime idea of like what is really happening currently with technology of DNA tests being used to help identify decades-old killers or decades-old cold cases. There we go.
Uh-huh. Well, and they have found, you know, serial killers based on this using someone else's. So there have been people out there who've learned they are related to a serial killer. I'm assuming that was not the case with your experience with your mom.
No, far from it. No, my biological family is incredible.
Yeah, well, that's good. Now, did you travel to Central Washington to, you know, do you do that? Do you kind of like scope out what you're writing about, or were you already familiar with the area you were talking about?
I was already familiar with it. I've been up there in the past, actually, coincidentally and not not deliberately at all. My biological aunt is actually in Washington. And so I've traveled around there while visiting her. Normally mean to do much more on the ground research, but I have written Strangers We Know entirely during the pandemic. I started it in November and I finished it in April, and now I'm editing
that's it. Quick. Yeah.
Yes.
That's great. Well, I guess, you know, pandemic, some authors say they were pretty productive because they just had more time. Is it set in Yakima, or where's the area in central Washington?
Douglas County in Rock Island or Wenatchee.
Oh, Wenatchee. Okay. All right. I know that you're not from, you know, this area originally. What is it that brought you here?
Really, I mean, just the beauty of Oregon and the Pacific Northwest and the Oregon coast, the famous Oregon coast, really the lifestyle, the appreciation for the outdoors and the access to natural beauty. I'm such a big fan, and I respect so much the preservation that's gone on in this region and the respect that's been given to areas of forestry and wildlife and the way in which the Pacific Northwest has managed to thrive, both in like metropolitan communities and then also in allowing its natural areas to be preserved and celebrated.
Yeah, it definitely provides a lot for an author to write about, especially some of Portland's like quirky neighborhoods and little things.
Yes. To know about. Yeah. They're so fun. And then also, I mean, it's so beautiful, the, you know, the parks around here, but then also there's so much creepiness, like the tree lines and like Mount Hood, like just the hooded or the forested areas and the secrets and the idea that like the Yeti is still roaming around somewhere. Like there's so much beauty and mystery, I think, rolled into one. And that's really what drives me in writing novels here. You can't separate the two. There's beauty and mystery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Together.
I was reading that. So your husband is one of your biggest readers. And it looks like you said at the end of this that you owe him a trip in the gorge or a photography session. Are you a photographer too?
No, I'm not. But I have a good friend of mine. She is a photographer. She actually took my author photos.
And
thank you.
Yeah.
I love photography. I don't do it myself, but I have a great appreciation for it, especially when you have such great canvases and landscapes that you do here.
Yeah. Now I was wondering, since the character in this book, Liza Berry, is a news photographer. So yeah.
She is. Yeah. I picked my friend's brain to make sure I got the terminology correct and the motivation correct. And she signed her stamp of approval on it.
Yeah. Well, this is so exciting. And it looks like your book is getting really good reviews too. That's gotta be exciting.
Yeah. Always. I mean, you write your book for yourself and then hopefully for readers, and hopefully you agree that it's a good storyline and it's a good idea, but really as an author you just release it to the wild once you complete it, and you just hope for the best. So yeah, getting good reviews has been wonderful. I've gotten a lot of great trade reviews. Kirkus gave it a starred review, Publishers Weekly gave it a great review, and then also the Nerd Daily and Romper both listed it as their most eagerly anticipated thrillers. And it's been number one in the serial killer fiction for I think it was 4 weeks straight on Amazon. I'm grateful for that positive reception. And then also Two Rivers Books, local bookstore in North Portland, has been super supportive, and there are signed copies there as well, and they hosted my launch party. So I've been really grateful for the local support as well as national.
Yeah, awesome. And I'm assuming it's at Powell's as well. I know you said that Powell's is featured in it too.
Or mentioned. Yes, it's at Powell's. Yeah, Powell's and Annie Bloom's books as well.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure. Really, really fun to speak with you, Jenny.
Yeah, Elmar, out with Lies We Bury. You can find it anywhere you get your favorite books.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
The COIN Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Hi, this is Jeff Giannola from Coin6 News, and I'd like to invite you to watch Coin6 News at 10 on Portland CW, a full hour of the stories that are important to you and your family. See why more people are switching to Coin6 News at 10 on Portland CW.